I have mountains. Mountains and mountains of my grace, which you've never been baptized in. These things are all in the perimeter of my word. There's nothing outside of it. But let no man be your prototype except one, the firstborn, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've given mountains and mountains of grace through him for you to change into his very image. If you embrace this grace, the days ahead and this year to come, you'll find that the very things that he, your enemy, tried to stop you with in former days has no effect. That which he tried to stop was not your life going forward, but the life of my son in you going forward. For know this, that all those who can see past him embrace the life of my son, and the life that is in him is this grace that'll take you to the very image that he is in the earth. For the earth waits. The earth is waiting. The very nature itself is crying out for the manifestation of the sons of God. For I desire to come back. I desire to come and gather, but the harvest is what I desire first and foremost. And that which has come and days gone by to stop you cannot stop you. For I've left mountains and mountains of grace. Whoever mines in these mountains, whoever explores these mountains, finds a swath of life behind them filled with peace and joy. What man cannot give in religion, I've given in life, saith the Spirit of grace. Go into that which I have left, for I've left more than enough, saith the Spirit of the Lord.